Let's wrap up our post-budget coverage. Take a look at what we've learned this morning, the morning after the budget, because don't forget, the federal election could be called as early as Friday, and last night's budget is definitely a curtain raiser for the election campaign ahead. Well, one thing that wasn't in last night's budget was some help for people on Newstart, and there is no increase and will be no increase to the Newstart payment if the government is re-elected, though the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, did have a bit of an adjustment to offer this morning.
The energy supplement will be extended to people on Newstart.
It will be.
Is that a
last-minute decision?
That is something that the government has taken as a decision, and there'll be other people who will also receive
But that wasn't payment. Announced on the weekend, so that's something new?
That is something new from the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, on AM. Makes you wonder why it wasn't in the papers. Well, the opposition leader thinks he's trying to put out a bushfire. No new increase to Newstart, which is about $277 a week, but Newstart recipients now, according to the Treasurer, will be added to the list of people who get that one-off $75 check for their power bill, to help with their power bill. The Coalition says only it can be trusted to deliver tax cuts and keep the economy strong. Labor's already promised tax cuts to low and middle income earners. So irrespective of who wins the election, there will be personal income tax cuts for 10 million Australians, more around $1,000 check refund at tax time, no matter who wins government. Here's the opposition leader, Bill Shorten.
Well, imitation's the sincerest form of flattery, and last year we proposed about $1,000 tax refund for 10 million wage earners. The government's seen the wisdom of that position, so that's good. It means that on July the 1st, listeners can know that whoever wins the election, there'll be that round of tax cuts. They're affordable. In terms of the government and surplus, let's call out what this budget is. It's a con job that they hope will in the next 6 weeks erase the memory of the last 6 years. The budget's built upon cuts to schools and hospitals and apprenticeships, and now the government's trying to magic it away. And the reality is that the most seasoned observers in Canberra and in our business community know that this budget is designed for one purpose, to get through the next 6 weeks.
That's Opposition Leader Bill Shorten speaking on AM a short time ago, where he also said that he thinks the opposition has the government on the run, and that early morning backflip on the extension of the $75 one-off payment to help with your power bill to Newstart recipients that was announced by the Treasurer on AM this morning. It wasn't in the budget papers. Bill Shorten says that the government's got wind that Labor was planning to put forward an amendment today to extend that payment to those on Newstart. So who knows what happened, but certainly Josh Frydenberg has had a rethink. So what's the early verdict of voters to Josh Frydenberg's budget? Here's some early morning commuters in Melbourne.
I would prefer not to have tax cuts and to have more money spent on services, on hospitals, on welfare, on public transport. So I'm not looking for tax cuts, I'm looking for extra expenditure.
Probably wouldn't change my vote, I suppose, but it would help, I guess, and it helps.
I think that people that work hard deserve benefits, so that's my take on it. If you work hard, you definitely deserve benefits.
Is that going to make a big difference to you or change your vote?
Oh, I don't think it makes a big difference. $1,000 a big difference these days? It's not that much, is it? It is for a lot of people, I guess, but, you know, in the big grand scheme of things, you know, I mean, it's handy, absolutely.
It's handy, all right. That's some voters in Melbourne. They want the tax cuts. They're handy. They also want some extra money for public transport. That's coming too. There was a $100 billion package in infrastructure last night. Most of it we already knew about. $78 billion, I think, had been rolled out in budgets past. But there's certainly new money for what the government calls congestion busting in some of our major cities, money for roads and railways and car parks for commuters. Undoubtedly part of the Coalition's plan to bolster its seat-by-seat fight in the looming election campaign. I'm sure there'll be a complete breakdown of that infrastructure spending any day soon, and we'll see how much of it is in marginal seats. So what do the states think of this federal budget? Victoria gets money towards a fast train between Melbourne and Geelong. That's one of those marginal seats. And for arterial road upgrades in Melbourne's north and southeast, there's some more of them. But the Treasurer, Tim Pallas, says Victoria has missed out on its fair share of funding.
The contribution that the Commonwealth are making to the state of Victoria, with the contribution they're making to other states, and it still remains well below par.
That's the Victorian Treasurer, Tim Pallas. Queensland is one of the key battlegrounds ahead of in this federal election. And last night's budget set aside more than $2 billion for new infrastructure projects across Queensland, including $425 million for an upgrade to the Bruce Highway. But the Labor State Treasurer, Jackie Trad, still isn't happy because there was no money for the Cross River Rail project in Brisbane. And in South Australia, there was bad news for the state government there, the budget delivering the news that GST revenue next year is likely to be a lot lower than expected. The state's forecast GST revenue for 2019-2020 has been slashed by $500 million. That's more than 50% worse than the government was expecting a month ago. The state treasurer says this came as a surprise, and managing the shortfall will be a challenge. That's our budget wrap. That's where we leave it. There'll be a lot more analysis. There always is, as people go looking for, as I say, where is this infrastructure spending? Is it being promised in marginal seats? Is everything above board? Are there any rotten, smelly eggs in this budget? Not so many, perhaps because there is a lot of money to spend. The government is promising surpluses and promising a $158 billion increase tax cut package over the next 10 years, which means the government goes to the federal election, which is likely to be called perhaps as early as this Friday, promising $300 billion worth of tax cuts if it's elected. Labor is matching some of those. There'll be more spending, I think, and more announcement on tax cuts, perhaps for the lower paid, from Bill Shorten when he rises to his feet with his budget reply tomorrow night.